William, that meant something, didn't it? You could see from your reaction, this was a little landmark in your show jumping career.
Yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, it's lovely for all the connections from Donal, got the Mary Foal 8 years ago. You know, we also bred the mother and we own the father, Kevin Zed. So, you know, all the way down the, you know, our whole Billy Stud is a big team effort. From the lad that broke him, Alex Hemperman rode him for a year. I think Dan Moses ridden him once, but most of all Pip, who's done most of the production from when he was six, and winning the newcomers last year. Really, I've only got on him in the last 6 weeks, and he's pretty press button, to be honest with you. So, you know, I'm actually the one that got the glory this year. But there's so many, you know, it's Groom. You know, we've got you know, it's a big operation there with you know, a lot of horses, so it's lovely. You know, hopefully everybody appreciates what a team effort you know it is. You know, Dan was third last year with Billy Mexico, and he jumped super in a fast jump off, you know, and the same Kevin Zed is the same father of both, and actually had the best mare in the event at the Olympics. So, you know, hopefully people appreciate what a good producer of sport horses Kevin Zed is, because they've all been phenomenal. How many, from so few mares of horses his age, how many good horses he's produced, actually.
And for you, okay, it's been side. And when last time you won it, that horse went on to great things, so presumably you feel that this horse, okay, you've just pressed a few buttons today, that this is a really exciting prospect.
We've always believed Billy Mexico and Billy Baloo were going to be top draw, and we've produced them, you know, to hopefully be top of the tree. So, you know, it's exciting for me because I'm probably a better horse than I've ever been, and you know, I've got two lovely horses coming on as well, you know. Or, you know, as I said, I don't always have to be with the one riding them. It's a big team effort, but it's nice to have, you know, that's the sort of firepower that I'm starting to get now.
And is it the sort of vindication of everything that you've been doing that was why the sort of sense of joy that you got when winning, that everything seems to be coming together?
Yeah, and I think behind the scene, you know, this is the bit of glory, but on a Monday when we're pulling 3-year-olds in and getting handling with the lads and doing, you know, from the bottom, and Donald's probably mares in the scanning them, to get what we've got, there's an awful lot of hard work, and sometimes you sit down and think, Christ, you know, we're making ourselves a lot of work here, but it's days like today when you think, you know, that hopefully we are creating something special.
And what will be the plan now? Obviously, what is your sort of next few weeks or plans with this horse in mind, to sort of, as you continue to press the buttons?
With this horse?
Yep.
He'll have a bit of a break, and then next year's always a big year because he's eight, and he'll start to break through to, you know, I think it is to jump in, you know, to internationals and jump in Grand Prix. You know, he's that sort of horse. I already had him away with me in Barcelona, the last two internationals I've done, just to get to know him a little bit before he came here. So it was really, I took him thinking, I need to know, you know, it's always a fast jump off. I need to know a little bit what buttons to press, work him, you know, and get to know him a bit, which that's the last 3 weeks he's been on the lorry and travelling with Congo and the others.